ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum.
Beware the big blizzard. It's Wednesday. The blizzard coming on Thursday. Beware.
Give me a little background on that character you just did. Where, what does she do? She's like the warner of all things.
Yes.
Scary.
She is like a kitchen witch.
She's a kitchen witch.
Who hangs in the kitchen and looks out the window and predicts what's going to happen to give you, to wreak havoc in your life. The blizzard is a-coming. Beware.
Now, from what I've heard over the last couple of days, the big snow won't be until Thursday into Friday.
Right.
I think Ryan Brode just said that a little while ago.
Yep.
So Thursday night, late Thursday night into Friday, that's your trouble spot. Until then, it's just going to be what it's been, you know, cold, windy, a flurry or two, and that's about it.
There's more than a flurry.
Yeah.
Didn't you have to shovel this morning, or did your wife, rather?
Terry inherited the shoveling this morning.
It was definitely shovelable.
There was a little, there was a little snow there. There was enough to shovel.
And you still have a lot of people who say, oh, did you enjoy shoveling the global warming? That's not how it works.
No.
Global warming is climate change, meaning our polar ice caps are melting and weather is changing all around the world.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that it's just warm everywhere.
Yes. Yes.
How come people don't get that, or are they just trying to be ignorant or rude or...
I didn't think that issue would ever be as political. Like, that seems, the line on that seems to be Republican Democrat, and I don't understand.
And it shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't be.
It should be people who believe in science and people who don't.
Right.
And everybody should believe in science.
Science's track record has been pretty solid. If you go since the beginning of time till today, science seems to have it figured out. I would almost always go on the side of science, but your top weathermen. With the exception of the late John Coleman.
Yeah, which that really surprises me, and I didn't know it until I was reading his obituary.
Yeah. It got mentioned in his obituary. Do you think it'll be mentioned in your obituary? Wendy was a firm believer in global...
In climate change.
Climate change. No, it's no longer called global warming. It's now called climate change.
Right. I think my obituary will say Wendy believed in everything.
Everything. Everything. Her, firm believer in all things.
Her self-titled book, Gullible's Travels.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Call us, text us, stop by the studio. We would love to see you. Please come on by. I was telling you this during the break, and I found the story to back it up. You know, anytime we discuss Donald Trump, it's very polarizing. There are people who love actually, you know what I thought yesterday as a quick sidebar to this? I can't think of a single person in my lifetime that's been more polarizing than Donald Trump. Can you? Can you think of a single man or woman in the whole time we've been alive who has been as polarizing? People either love or hate the person.
Yep.
The way Donald... Who else?
Hillary.
I don't think as much as Trump.
I do. I totally do.
But there's... With Hillary Clinton, there's people who are like just like, oh, there she is. They accept it. That's Hillary Clinton. With Trump, I don't know anyone who goes, yeah, he's okay.
There are a lot of people that say he's okay.
People tend to either love him or hate him.
But that's Hillary, too.
Yeah.
I really think...
Well, I'm one with Hillary Clinton, I'm okay. I don't love her. I don't hate her. She's okay.
I'm like that with her, too. But the majority of people who love Donald Trump absolutely despise Hillary Clinton.
Interesting.
And then there are a lot of women who love Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't say that because I'm a woman. And I... Given the choices, I trusted Hillary to run this country.
Oh,
I'll say that 100%.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Yeah.
But and I feel terrible saying this. I didn't want her to be the first woman president. I didn't want her to get that title. I know that sounds terrible. I know if she's
you want it to be Danica Patrick, and I'm not sure you're gonna. I don't think you're gonna get your way on this one, Wendy. I'll be honest. She's a fine race car driver, but I don't think she should run the country. And we've fought about this in the past. I know you want President Danica, but I don't.
No.
I don't see it.
She not since she has Aaron Rodgers. She's with the Packer. Can't back her.
Is that your?
That's my
is that
slogan.
Your phrase that pays.
Is she's
that
with the Packer. I can't
I
back
can't
her.
Back her. That's an interesting slogan. But he is so polarizing that I don't know. I don't know anyone who goes, oh, there's some good things and some bad things about him. People either just go nuts for the guy, or they can't stand him. For the most part.
Michael Moore. Polarizing. You love him or you hate him.
Yeah. He's up there. I wouldn't put him to Trumpian heights.
Yeah, probably not.
which is the suburb I just moved to.
Well, I'm sorry to hear
Trumpian
that.
Trumpian Heights.
How's the value of the homes up right now?
All of our roofs are orange. Isn't that crazy? All right, so there have been allegations. People have suggested that maybe, possibly, Donald Trump is a racist, right? But Donald Trump Jr. says, no, this is new. He says, no, that's impossible because there's pictures of my dad with rap artists. You can't be a... There's no way in the world you could be a racist and have your picture taken with a rap artist.
Well, isn't it possible that a racist breeds racist offspring?
Oh, more than possible.
So perhaps they don't see the race involved?
Right. President Donald Trump's eldest son isn't mincing words about critics of his father who label him as a racist, implying that such a characterization is misguided, considering the commander-in-chief has had a long-standing relationship with African-American public figures, and there are photographs to prove it. Here's what Donald Trump Jr. says. Well, I think it's terrible for a couple of reasons. He was asked by an interviewer named Ginny Thomas, what do you think about the left's efforts, left, L-E-F-T, not my efforts,
right,
to frame your dad and anyone who supports your dad as a hater, as a racist, as a fascist? That was her question to Donald Trump Jr. Trump Jr. explained to Thomas, and I quote, I spent this on the campaign trail when it was so obvious that it was sort of a game plan. You know, we're going to smear you with racist, fascist, whatever. The real problem is those things exist. Certainly racism exists, but it's your response to any argument that you can't win. You actually do real disservice to those people actually affected by it, he said in a roundabout way. Trump Jr. continued, to those people who are actually oppressed and hurt by real racism and real sexism, so if you use it every time what really happens, as people hear it, they roll their eyes and they move on because they realize it's nonsense. In this case, the problem is when people who are actually affected by it say it doesn't matter anymore, it's lost its effect because it's been numbing to people. He kind of does what his dad does, which is not really answer the question.
Yeah, talk in a roundabout way, which was mentioned, and he continued to do it.
Right. Now, they list along with the story, they show a bunch of pictures of Donald Trump over the years. And there are various, like, here's one with him with Russell Simmons. You know? You ever see Russell Simmons? So there's a picture of him with Russell Simmons.
Is he the one who was in trouble for sexual harassment and he ran
a few
weeks
ago.
label of some sort? Okay.
And I think he's the guy that first, I think Def Comedy Jam, I believe,
is his baby. Yeah.
Because they would always have him come out at the beginning of Def Comedy Jam and kind of introduce the night's festivities. So I think that if it wasn't his invention, he either produced it or backed it monetarily. He had something to do with it.
All right, so chances are they met each other at some kind of business thing?
It looks like it's a dinner that they were at. And Sean Combs is there.
Puffy?
Puffy or P. Diddy or Doo-Woppy. Or he's had a bunch of names, Wendy. He'll change his name while we're doing this story.
Right.
They were attending something called Art for Life, which was a benefit that Russell Simmons put out. So Donald was there with a big smile on his face, by the way. Huge smile.
Sure.
Here's Donald. There's a picture of him with Ja Rule.
Oh.
I don't have any pictures with Ja Rule.
I wish I did. How come he gets to hang with these people?
I have a picture with a rapper named Ja Breaker. Did you ever see that guy?
No. God.
I chipped my tooth at one of his shows once.
Good thing you didn't choke.
I know. I could have choked. Here's a picture of Donald Trump. Oh, no, this is an interesting photograph. It's a picture of Donald Trump at some sort of an event with Al Sharpton. This was taken in April of 2006. Now, if Trump Jr. is using this as evidence that his dad's not a racist, good luck.
Yeah,
because
wrong.
If you ask Al Sharpton, I think he would tell you without pulling any punches that Trump's a racist.
Yeah, that was probably a bad one to include.
Right. Here's one of he and Jesse Jackson taken together. But you have to go back to this was the Tyson-Spinks fight in 1988.
Okay, so who's who was out at that thing? So everybody's just posing for pictures with everybody.
Right.
And so meeting or conversation.
No.
They're just promo
These
shots.
Are just pictures of him in his life. Now, how old is he, 70?
Yeah.
So okay, so in 70 years, there's pictures of him with six African-American people. Does that prove that he's not a racist?
Yep. It sure does, Bill.
This picture with Jesse Jackson is so old that Trump's hair is jet black.
Oh, okay, so when he was younger?
He was much, much younger.
Well, yeah. Jesse got hard to take pictures with after that.
Why?
He became a bit... he wasn't a recluse. Well, He's everywhere. But not posing for pictures.
We could do a scavenger hunt right now. We could give each other a half an hour to have our picture taken with Jesse Jackson, and both of us would come up with a photograph of Jesse Jackson. All right. So I think... Are there any more, or is that it? Oh, there's one more. Oh, Kanye West.
See, that is really stupid, because you know what? I'm not a racist, and I don't have a bunch of pictures of me and black people.
Right.
So, I mean... Right.
What if you kept, just kept them in your purse just in case it ever came up? Here, look what I have. I have an envelope. Here's pictures of me with five African-American people. Do you still think I'm a racist? Now, the one of Kanye West and Trump is the only recent photograph. All the rest...
Is Kanye smiling?
Kanye's given... Did you ever see Kanye has that smile, which is... Somebody told him that this would be a good time to smile. Like, it's not on his own volition. If somebody went, Kanye, when you see us hold up the camera, pretend you're happy.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
All right.
And I think, now I don't remember the exact storyline behind this. This happened last year, a little over a year ago, December 13th, 2016. I think Trump called him in for something. I think they had like a sit down. I don't know what the topic could have possibly have been.
I remember that as well.
But that was all over the news, that they brought in Kanye West to have a sit-down with Trump and solve the world's problems.
I can't remember what that
mission
was.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
So, in closing, if I may, if any of you still think Donald Trump is a racist, go to your internet immediately and find five photographs of him with African-American people, proving once and for all he is not a racist.
Yeah, but, I mean, for that, then I am a racist because I don't have pictures of me with a bunch of black people.
You don't? You got to get some. Photoshop yourself in somewhere.
Kanye West, this was in 2013.
No, this one was more recent.
2017, August. Washington, Kanye West met with President-elect Donald Trump on August 16th, after he was spotted arriving at Trump Tower in New York City.
Was this for Egopalooza?
Yes.
They have, like, the 10 people with the largest egos have to meet and sit down and figure things out.
Yeah, 2017. That ego fest, Egopalooza, I like it.
No, my dad's, look, here's a picture of him with Ja Rule. Can I possibly find more evidence? No, it's impossible. This proves it.
And then Kanye went on to delete tweets about his meeting with Donald Trump.
Why? Does we know why?
No. He was trying to deny that he met with him.
Even though there's pictures.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's not me. That is definitely not me.
I don't know, but that was in 2017, in August of 2017. I got to get some
I love
pictures.
A guy who, despite pictures, just goes, I don't think that was me. That was Webster. It was not me.
No, Webster
I was
smiles.
Not there. Right. Webster knows how to smile. That's how you know the difference. All right. Let's take a quick break. We've got news coming your way next, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
The blizzard is a-coming. The blizzard will be here Thursday night into Friday.
Blizzards.
I picture that character having silvery hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
The kitchen witch.
And wearing a flowing robe.
Yep.
With different astrological symbols on them and stars, maybe.
Kind of.
Harry Potter? What?
Wendy's created this character. It's very popular with the kids.
I feel like Wendy has a robe with...
Do you have a robe like that?
No.
Like that. You don't?
Really?
You should get a robe like that.
I picture you clearly walking around with that in your
yes.
I don't wear a robe. I don't wear pajamas.
Oh. Oh.
No, I mean, like, I wear, like...
Right, I wear a t-shirt happy. And underwear.
Yeah.
Like every girl.
To work? No, at home.
To bed.
At home.
To bed.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I mean, I've gotten pajamas before and...
You don't feel good in them?
No, for a minute I'm like, these are awesome. I'm going to always wear pajamas. And then, like,
isn't
it's
that
just...
funny? Mm-hmm. Every girl thinks the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just want comfy old t-shirts and maybe leggings.
I have pajamas for when I go out of town or if I'm with girls or,
yeah.
you know, on vacation.
Sleepovers?
Then I have pajamas that match and everything. But at home, yeah, ripped t-shirts... dirty, stains all over them.
Yeah.
Mine are clean. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mine are clean. They're just
ripped with stains all over them.
I wouldn't wear them outside. Yeah. This is how bad they are. I usually throw them away in the garbage when, you know.
So you don't like doing laundry? You just wear them and then throw them out?
No, it's clean. It's just that I may have, you know, I may have spilled wine on one of my pajama tops and then I go, wow, there was, who's going
to
see them?
Right. What's the company? I know Nordstrom's has them and I'm trying to think of where else I've seen them. They make pajamas that look like they're from like the 50s and they have like older stuff on them. Like they have like dinery looking things on them, like forks and spoons are one. Do you know that company?
Pajamagram?
It's not Pajamagram, but one year for Christmas, I got Terry a pair of them and she was not pleased. She said, I think we've
reached. Why'd you just get her an iron?
She said, I think we've reached a turning point. And I go, why? Because I've bought her other things to wear to bed in the past and they've not been this comfortable, right? They've been more
sexy.
They've been sexier, more than comfortable. So she goes, this is terrible. This is the beginning of the end. But then she started wearing them and she loved them.
She goes, you got to give me more of these. Kind of pajamas, like the tops and bottoms.
They're like that, but they're more, how do I describe it? They're more dated. They're like that, but they've made them look even more like that by putting
The print?
Yeah.
The print is very retro.
Yeah, like you can get one with butterflies and wasps if you want, or one that has like
that's not that retro.
Eggs
retro.
And bacon on them, or pepper and salt shakers.
I don't think that's retro.
Yeah, those sound silly. Silly
I think
pajamas.
It goes back to the pajamas. Diner. It's things you can get at a diner.
Yeah. Well, that's where we sleep. We sleep at a diner.
You know, you mentioned that you've gotten her things in the past that have been sexy.
Yeah.
It's none of my business, but I just want to know if she wears them, because a lot of times when women get sexy items from men, they have a different view of what they want to wear than what a guy gets them.
I didn't go tacky sexy. I went sexy.
Diner sexy.
Diner sexy. I went diner sexy.
Food sexy.
My friend Ed DeBevick and I went shopping, and that's what we found.
Didn't there used to be pajamas that you could eat?
Oh, yeah.
Incredible
Edibles.
Incredible Edibles. Yeah. Those were a big hit, too, among
that's
women.
That's popular. Yep. Because why would you just want to wear clothes when you can eat them?
If I got those, I would have just eaten them immediately.
Right.
Get it out of the way.
I'm out of Twizzlers. Just give me those panties.
Yeah, I'm thinking they were like fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, that's what
called,
it is.
Were they called Incredible Edibles, or is that something
edible
else?
Edible underpants.
Yeah.
Maybe undies. I guess underpants wouldn't do it. Edible tidy whiteys made out of white chocolate.
Edible grandma's underpants.
Edible granny panties.
Just like grandma used to wear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You ruined it forever. Forever for everyone. They can never come back.
But again, you know, I feel the need to say this on Valentine's Day Eve's, because it's coming up
a week from today. Yeah.
Men who do these sexy, you know, let's go to Lover's Lane and buy something for my wife, I would venture to say 8, maybe 9 out of 10 of those women are going to be like, yeah, great, thanks.
Well, listen to what you said. This is how you should have said it. Let's go to Lover's Lane and buy me something for my wife.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is.
What do you mean?
It's for them. It's for the guys.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
so, and for you guys, I mean, I love a nice pair of pajamas, but, you know,
a sensible pair.
Yeah, not sensible, no. They can be sexy, just not stupid. You know what I mean?
Draw the line for me. Where does sexy stop and stupid start?
It should cover your body.
Nipples.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
It should cover the essential part.
Both of them. Oh,
no. If you can,
the mistake.
What, do you want it to appear that she's winking at you?
Yes.
No Fred Flintstone kind of top. No, we don't need that.
Yabba dabba do me.
You know what I mean? Get a nice pair of, I've gotten some nice pajamas in my time.
Have you?
I so appreciate that rather than the little shorty shorts that you're just pulling down all night long.
You want to be comfortable. And then you have your woman who likes a nightgown, a nighty, if you will, and somebody who likes pajamas. Yeah. I am not a nighty girl.
How about house coat? Do you wear those?
No. God, how old do you think I am?
You should try one on, Phoebe Wallingford.
Let me tell you, I've seen some cool house coats.
Well, because they're coming back in style.
Now, that's retro.
That's very retro.
Bacon on it.
You might want to get Terry a house coat.
Maybe for her birthday.
Please don't
do
that.
She would love that. No, she'd hate you.
But if you're... All right, so... If you're the woman in the equation, right, And a guy doesn't get that every once in a while or at some point. Don't you go, wow, he doesn't even think of me in terms of dressing that way ever. You know what I mean? You almost have to play this game of, if you're the guy, I really should get it for her, because if I don't, she'll think I don't consider her in that way.
Here's an idea. Why don't you just get some sexy clothes and you can wear those?
Done.
There you go.
Already Let's, done.
We got him. Judy and I pitched in for Valentine's Day. We're giving you the Pinocchio underpants. And what was the other one we talked about
are
earlier?
Are there really Are there really horn. Pinocchio underpants? Because that would be
Wendy
hilarious.
Has seen them.
Well, it's a G-string.
Mm.
See, what if Terry bought you a G-string? You would look at her and go, thank
Why?
You.
Exactly.
What am I going to do with this?
I'd rather have the Pinocchio ones.
I'll tell her.
There's a wooden boy joke, and I won't even start it. I won't even start it, Wendy. I refuse to.
But that's just it. I really think that there are a lot of men out there that are going to buy their girlfriends or wives something sexy, and the wife is going to open it. And, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't think of your wife in that way. Think of her as sexy, but
sure,
a woman is not going to want to wear. Plus, God, do men know sizes? It's
no,
like,
no.
It's always like too small or too big.
Yeah.
It's like, honest to God, it's like Alice in Wonderland for.
You saw that thing I used to have. I don't have it anymore because I stopped having a date book. But in my date book, on page 3 of my date book.
Oh, yeah, he's smart.
Was a size chart of every size Terry wears in every kind of clothing
that
imaginable.
That is really smart.
Isn't
no
it?
Matter what.
Yes. Where's the date book now?
You made fun of me, so I don't have one anymore.
Oh, now you're blaming me.
I don't have
put
it.
Put it on your phone.
Yeah, put it on your phone. Take a picture of it and put it on your phone.
That's
all the sizes.
It's even more perfect.
I'll do that.
Take a picture of one of the tags.
All right, I'll start doing that.
Actually, not one. Look at a couple to make sure they're all consistent.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
then,
great.
Here's
all right,
another thing, and I hope Jimmy Mac is not listening. I really do. Well, maybe I hope he is. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But learn to take hints. Bill, I think you're pretty good at it. But like 3 times I said, oh, I got to get to Ulta. I'm out of my perfume. Like
that
3
means you
times.
Want it.
3 times.
Right.
So then he tells me the other day, what do you want for your birthday? Because your birthday's next week and I am like out of ideas. I'm like, I dropped a hint. If you didn't get it, you're on your own.
Wendy, I'm so good at it that sometimes Terry will accidentally say something she wants or needs and then quickly say, that's not a hint for Valentine's Day or for my birthday or for Mother's Day or for
you're
Christmas.
You're that good?
I pick up on it. Honestly, halfway through the sentence, I'll go, I know. Now
that's
I know what
nice.
To get.
Okay, well, Wendy, what you need to do is leave the empty perfume bottle on the counter.
It is.
You think he'd pick up on that?
No.
I don't think he
I
would.
Have to put a Post-it note on his forehead
by
that says...
Me?
Dangerous.
Narciso
perfume
Rodriguez. For FOM or whatever.
I think the White Sox just drafted him. Narciso Rodriguez is going to play shortstop for us next year. This is going to be great.
I really made it so obvious because I what, Bill?
Why don't you tell one of your boys?
To his, I did. Okay. That's what I did
all
for
right,
Christmas.
Well, you covered all bases now.
I
now
did it for Christmas with this lovely rhinestone bracelet, leather and rhinestone bracelet.
It's
I really wanted it. And Dylan, who's 15, said, you know, Dad's starting to freak out. He's getting nervous. What do you want for Christmas? And I texted Dylan a picture of this from Alexandra in LaGrange. And the next thing I know,
you own it.
Yep.
That's the way it should be.
So I love using my kids like that. That is a great thing.
Yes. You have
to. In case Dad's wondering.
Now, are you like that as well with Jim when he, for his birthday and Christmas?
Not as much.
Because then you really can't complain.
No, he's easy. He never goes shopping. So
you know what he needs.
He needs clothes. He needs action figures. And that's funny because when we go on fig checks, which is what we call them, I will call the boys and say, does Dad have this particular Star Wars thing?
Does Dad have the guy who's dressed in like a space outfit? You know that one? Does he have that one?
You know?
Yeah, he's got that one.
I wish there were only like a handful. There are just...
countless.
It's stupid.
Thousands.
And they re-release like
right.
new versions of the same people.
Right.
And
Han Solo in barbecue gear.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
He wasn't barbecuing in the movies.
Nope.
But he might eventually. He might get a grill.
Oh, I would love
awful.
To see Han Solo in barbecue, like in an apron.
Right.
And a big spatula.
And an apron that says, I like my meat chewy. And there's a picture
yes.
of people. That's great.
That would be great.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would
be fun.
You
might have to write in and get that made. That's
I like
a good
that.
One.
Did you see that the name has been, you know, there's another Kardashian among us.
Oh, yeah. Who had a baby?
All hail.
Kenner?
And how about the name? What's her name?
Kendall.
Kyle. Oh, Kendall.
Is it Kendall who had the baby?
Kylie?
I think when one of them has a baby, they all have a baby.
I think it's Kylie.
Kylie had the baby.
Kylie had the baby.
I win. I know no Kardashians. I've never watched it, and I got the name right.
The new name, by the way.
She's not
unbelievable.
She's a Jenner, technically. She's
right. The way they list it, because I found all the grandchildren's names, so they're listed as Kardashian / Jenners, because some of them are the product of Robert Kardashian. Some of them are Bruce Jenners, I guess, right? He's the father of a couple
Kendall
of them.
Yeah, Kendall and Kylie.
Right, the last two. And a brother who they just seem to never talk about.
Rob is...
Rob.
He's Kardashian.
He's the only one,
yeah.
Right?
But he's the
Who's
one...
Who's the other brother?
No, he's a... Is he a Kardashian?
But he's like...
Jenner.
He's the Tiffany Trump of the Kardashian family.
Yeah,
it's like
why?
They all go, oh, yeah, he's here. He's in the back.
Well, just because he's a boy and his butt's not giant.
No, actually.
And
he
doesn't.
He did gain weight.
Stupid things.
Some weight.
Or maybe he does.
He was with Blac Chyna for a while, wasn't he?
Right. Right.
I don't even know who that is.
Talking about the Kardashians.
See, this is the thing.
But I do, but I hate it.
That's the point. I do too, and I'll explain why I'm telling the story in a second, but I can't figure out if we're fueling the fire a little bit in announcing things like she had a baby and what the baby's name is.
I did not announce it. I'd like to.
But did you leave it out of the news?
I sure did.
But don't you think to some extent they name the babies weird names, exotic names, so that we, the rest of the world, go,
and this
wow,
name, I'm like, did you think about this a little
they'll
bit
They'll always talk about, I mean, you know, when, and we did announce when Chicago was born.
You did,
as you recall.
Because
you said, oh, I don't want to steal this from your newscast, remember? And I was like,
it's not in my newscast.
Yeah, news is in my newscast. But
well, the baby's name is Stormy. Stormi.
Okay, first of all, you got to go with the Y. I is stupid. Isn't that the name of the Stormy Weather?
Yes,
the
it
hooker?
Is.
Stormy Daniels. The name of the...
okay, that's good timing.
That's what I said.
Not hooker,
think about it.
Adult when, film star. Yeah.
What's the difference? And there is a difference.
Oh.
Trust me, I know.
Stormy is the same name, but because they spelled it with an I...
It makes it different?
I'm guessing will end up being a dot with a heart.
Yep.
Of, right?
You know it.
Yeah. So...
Maybe a little cloud since it's stormy.
Right. With a rain.
Bolt.
Yeah,
a
little rain coming
bolt.
Out
there
of it.
You go.
That would be excellent.
I'll teach her a few things. Let Auntie Wendy babysit. I'll show you how to do it.
So do you think that they go out of their way? Because I'll read you all the names of the grandchildren. Only Mason has a semi-normal name. Let's go with normal name. Mason's a normal name at this point. There was a time when that was unusual.
Is there a Mason? Whose kid is that?
That was a name I bandied about.
I'm trying to remember which of the sisters.
Courtney
has a son.
Right.
First name Mason.
Thanks,
middle name,
Jasmine.
Middle
That's
name
okay.
Jar. Isn't that interesting?
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Jar.
All right. So here's the kids' names. Mason's name is Mason-Disick.
Whose name is that?
He's the son of Scott Disick.
Oh. Dash?
Dash is the middle name.
Oh, there's not like a hyphen?
That's what I thought
no,
you meant, too.
The middle name is Dash, not
Mason
the symbol.
Mason Dash.
Mason Dash.
That's a good rapper name. You could just drop the Disick. Mason Dash.
How about Mason Dixon? That's even cooler.
Got to be from the South.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah. All right, so he's one of them. And that, like I said, that's like the most normal of all names, but I think he's the oldest, so maybe the Kardashians didn't have a big family meeting where they go, from now on, let's name our kids idiotic names, shall we? And they all went,
exactly.
Break, and they all did it. The next one, this one's actually kind of normal, too, although the nickname isn't. I didn't even know this one existed. Penelope Scotland Disick, but they don't call her Penelope. They just call her...
So the same Kardashian had these...
Yes.
And so
they call her what?
They just call her P.
Then why give her a name
a full
with 15
name?
Letters in it when you're just going to use one?
You're never going to get a license plate that says Penelope, which is odd because remember Penelope Pitstop?
Penelope Pitstop, who she's named for, yeah.
And she'd have a license plate because she had a car.
Right.
And is
really
it Penny?
Cool
because, I don't like that name.
Penny?
Is there another name you could get from Penelope?
That family has too much, air about them to name a kid just Penny.
Yeah.
You know,
it would be...
They need
it would
more.
Be 20.
Right. Right. 1 cent.
Right.
Now is when it starts to get interesting. The next child's name is Rain Aston Dixon. Disick, I'm sorry. Rain is spelled R-E-I-G-N.
Okay, so like a prince's reign.
Yeah.
As opposed to reign...
on my parade.
No, who... Richard Pryor had a...
His daughter's name is Rain.
R-A-I-N.
Is her middle name Bo?
Rain... No, it is not.
You both are very judgmental. Do you know that, by the way?
I am, Jude.
It's the Kardashians.
Right.
When it comes
to them... They invite being judgmental.
Yes, they do. They invite meanness.
That's what they breathe.
And breed.
You guys sound like you're jealous of the Kardashians.
I'm not.
I wish I had that butt.
Here's another.
I don't, quite honestly.
I'm totally being sarcastic.
I could not fit
that
on the
thing
chair.
Is huge. I saw a picture once of her. She was sitting.
Again.
Wow.
Are you judgmental?
Wow. No.
Really,
just stating the facts.
It was like in People or some magazine, but she was sitting on like a rail at a beach and she had a thong on.
Yeah.
I could not wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
Too
big to be believed.
But now
it
I
was
just
so
But
big.
That's a compliment. Like she heard you saying this.
Oh, you're thick.
You're complimenting.
I mean, but
that's
it
a compliment.
Was huge.
But I don't understand this, okay? I don't if that's what God gave her and
I'm
and
not
she
sure
worked
he did.
But
it
that's
was
what
enhanced.
I mean. That's what I'm saying. If that's what God gave you and you have a voluptuous butt, it'd be like, "You know what? Yeah, that's it works." But I don't know for a fact, but didn't
she's having
she do
injections?
Okay, why?
To make it bigger.
I know why.
For
but...
her sorry thong number tour.
I tried not to laugh. I did. Yeah, because and you know what? It's just it's about proportion,
right?
I mean, it's so
when your butt is bigger than your head,
yeah,
you might be a redneck.
Why is it?
Well, you wouldn't. That's the opposite.
You might be a Kardashian.
That's if your head is smaller than your butt, you'd be a
if
redneck.
If your butt is bigger than your head, you just might be a Kardashian.
Yeah. That's it. Start a whole new thing.
It's like freakishly big.
If the local drive-in is showing movies on your butt, you might be a Kardashian.
And Khloe made her butt like that, too. Because I got to tell you, I kind of liked Khloe.
Butt envy. She has butt envy.
Khloe seemed...
I don't even... Which one is she?
She was the one who
She's
was married to Lamar
one.
Odom.
Oh, okay.
And I just...
Is that the one that people think OJ is her dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she looks really, they don't even look alike to me.
No, but
girls.
I mean, you know, we don't look like our siblings
I
exactly,
guess.
You know?
No, they kind of all look like Kardashians, even the Jenners.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so well, that mom, though, you know, what's her name?
Chris.
She
must have very dominant genes.
She does. She has very dominant features.
She
I
does.
Mean, she's actually really pretty.
She is pretty. Until she opens her mouth.
Naturally pretty, yeah. Where are the girls? Ugh.
Yep.
But they're a product of their environment, you know? And I liked Khloe. Khloe was not as skinny as the other ones and felt like she had a weight problem and worked her butt off. Well, not really.
Ironically.
She didn't work her butt off because she worked very hard to get thin, but then she also now has a big butt, too.
Yeah.
She does.
And I cannot lie.
I just don't understand it. And then you have, you know, Geraldo, who took fat from his butt and put it in his cheeks.
Yeah.
The Kardashians are doing the opposite. Are they using Geraldo's butt fat?
Yeah. Geraldo's butt fat.
Well,
you get it at Mariano's.
They have such small waists. I'm saying they took it from their stomach.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Say that again.
They took it off from their stomachs.
The stomach
yeah, their,
fat.
Yeah, their waists are tiny, but that's because they wear those.
Because their butts are so big. I'd have a tiny waist if I had that butt.
No, their waists are pretty tiny. They wear those things, those rubberized waist cinchers.
Oh, do they? Always?
A corset?
It is like a corset, and then it's supposed to, you know, whittle your waist.
You mean Spanx?
Interesting.
No, this is like a waistband that has Velcro that you tie.
Oh, trainer.
Yeah.
A waist trainer. Thanks, Jasmine. Yeah.
Don't they do that to make their waists, you know, really, really tiny in comparison?
What are they living in the 18th century?
Yes.
What is going on with
yes,
them?
Yes, in case there's
this
a gentleman call out.
yeah, the gentleman call, all right.
Well, we didn't have time to get to all the names, but you already know Kim Kardashian's kids' names. It's North, who they call Nori. They don't even call him North, or her North. They call him Nori. And then Saint was the kid after their, that one.
And Chicago.
Chicago's their newest.
Okay.
But they don't call Chicago Chicago. They just call Chicago...
Chai,
yeah.
They do not.
Yes, they do.
That's what they said.
Yes, they do.
Wait, Chai or Shy?
Shy, I
Shy.
Think. Like Chi-town.
Too shy.
Okay, so, Kaja, Goo, Gaga. That's your baby's
my
name.
My parents are Kaja, the guy from Kaja and Lady Gaga. And my name is Goo Goo Gaga.
We gotta go. All right, you can't add in chocolate anymore.
No, I have more.
God.
All right, Sports Central was scheduled to come on after us, Wendy, but they are declining.
Adam left.
They are declining. They don't want to come on, so we'll figure out something to do. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.